listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The cricket world is in mourning following the death of former Aussie all-rounder Andrew Symonds. Emergency crews tried to revive the 46-year-old after his car left the road and rolled last night near Townsville. The forensic crash unit is investigating, and former captain Mark Taylor has told Nine he's lost for words.
Another tragic day for cricket. Only 46, Simo. All I can think of is my father, who lost his life a couple of years ago. It was right. Bad things do happen in threes.
Yeah.
We had Rod Marsh earlier this year. Not long after that, we had obviously Shane Warne and now Simo.
The Coalition has pledged to make it easier for first home buyers to enter the property market if it wins the election this coming weekend. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the plan would allow Aussies to use $50,000 of their super savings.
This will make sure that investing part of your super to purchase a first home will also, though, and importantly, because we've been careful about the design of our policy, we think these things through. We do not want it to affect your long-term savings for retirement.
The clean-up is well underway following days of heavy rain and flash flooding across Queensland's southeast. The SES has responded to more than 100 calls for help in the past 24 hours and several flood warnings remain. And the Sydney Harbour Bridge will light up in the colour of yellow tonight as National Road Safety Week officially kicks off. We're encouraged to take the pledge to drive so others survive. In sport, another look at round 9 of the AFL. Gold Coast have completed a big upset, defeating Fremantle by 36 points. Tuk Miller told Fox it was crucial to back up recent performances with a strong display.
I think the important thing is that we backed it up. I think a lot of the media and a lot of people would think that it was just a one-off win last week. We played well at the SCG, but these are our pre-season conditions, and I think that today we played the fundamentals better, and it was all about who was cleaner, who got the territory battle.
And West Coast are facing off against Melbourne at Optus Stadium, hoping to turn their season around.
Listener.